Next week, the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency, or SFMTA, will vote on how to restructure fares for Muni, and the Board of Supervisors is urging them to reconsider. KALW's Imran Ali Mullick brings us the report.
Yesterday, during a virtual supervisors meeting, the board passed a resolution intended to put pressure on the SFMTA to hold off any rate increases. Supervisor Dean Preston doesn't think that there should be an increase at all, given the financial challenges many city residents are facing during this pandemic.
When we turn the corner and we come out of this crisis, and we will, I think the last thing that we want to do is have be raising fares during the time when San Franciscans will be very economically insecure, and also where a lot of San Franciscans may be skeptical about congregating on public transit.
The SFMTA board will vote next week on next year's budget. If the current proposal passes, its fare increases will likely go into effect by July. Here are the proposed increases. A single ride that is currently $2.50 paid by Clipper Card will be $2.80. Adult monthly Muni passes would increase by $5. Out of San Francisco's 11 supervisors, only one, Rafael Mandelman, voted against the resolution. He pointed to the new programs that the fare increases allow SFMTA to do. Those programs are free rides to anyone under 19 years old and to anyone who's experiencing homelessness. I'm Imran Ali Mullick, KALW News.